When I think of iron ore, I see mental images of mining in Duluth, Minnesota, or maybe Western Australia. But Northern Indiana and Stark and Marshall counties have a history of mining iron ore as well. Bog iron ores were sources of income to many local farmers. Bog iron, found near the surface of Stark County's abundant muck lands and lake bottoms, was hauled to a smelting plant or furnace known as the Plymouth Iron Works in a small community then known as Silgo in West Township in Marshall County, right there at the outlet of Twin Lakes. Sometimes as many as 40 men were employed at the forge. Scores of area farmers kept busy digging and hauling the ore. According to a report in the North Judson Review, much ore was shipped from San Pier as late as 1876. Many of the nation's big barns were painted red because bog iron could be mixed with water or oil and then used as a cheap paint. It was an ingredient of economically produced paint for the little red schoolhouses, as well as the barns. Bog iron paint had been used on buildings in the eastern part of America since before the American Revolution. Now in a related story, a man named Charles Crocker, who earlier operated a forge and iron smelter in Mishawaka, where he made high-quality axes and iron tires for wagon wheels, came to Marshall County planning to develop the now-vanished Marshall County community of Silgo with income from bog iron that was smelted there. Well, then gold was discovered in California, and Crocker caught gold fever, abandoning the local area for a more promising future in the West. Crocker reportedly left Marshall County with a nest egg of just $1,500. Now, here's the rest of Crocker's story. He'd fallen in love with a Mishawaka druggist's daughter, but the father would not give his permission for her to marry until Crocker had accumulated $5,000. Crocker came back to Indiana with that much gold just a year later and married the girl of his choice. According to the history of Marshall County, she went to California with him, and he died years later with a fortune reported to top, are you ready, $9 million. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.